right. Well, hello, hello, guys. And you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Dr. K. DeRayraj here in Southern California in beautiful Pasadena. And I run an amazing Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. So check it out. Today on our 5-Minute Friday, I want to say bye to our graduating lovely assistant, Emily, who's been here for a year and a half, just about. And here's Nurse Val.
Hey, this is Nurse Val.
And it's our 5-Minute Friday. So, Val, should we talk about stress, stress management?
I can go on forever. I only have 5 minutes? Perfect. Okay, yes, we can do that.
Emily, you might be feeling some stress since you're leaving our home.
Yeah.
We are so sad to have Emily go. She's done amazing things this year, and she's grown so much as a person and a friend and an assistant, everything.
Yes,
she's grown so much. Yes, had a really good time.
All right, so this 5-Minute Friday is dedicated to you, Emily, because Val and I want to give you lots of advice about how to take care of yourself, face the world, and deal with stress. And as you leave our little nest here, we thank you for everything you've done with the podcast, with the Instagram, with growing the practice, and helping me every day. So, Val, what's our advice for a stressed out 22-year-old?
Oh, it's aged you that well. Well, stress is just, it's a part of life. I mean, you're not going to not have a stressful day, be it emotionally, physically. It's a part of life. So it's really about coping with stress. So finding something every day, be it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, bathroom break, finding something to center yourself again. You just take a deep breath, say a little prayer. This is where I'd break into a song. Say a little prayer. No,
cry.
She doesn't know. Cry. If you cry in the bathroom. 5 minutes to like go to the bathroom, cry, wash
crying
your face.
Helps.
Get it. It cleanses the soul.
I love crying.
You cry a lot.
I cry all the time.
She cries a lot, you get.
I noticed you're breaking out a little this
a
week.
A little bit, yeah.
Stress breakout, I think.
A little.
Yeah, your body can do that
to you. Oh, no, that was all the chocolate she had in the last three. At our party. we had a rep bring chocolate, and Emily was in it to win it.
She sat by the bowl. I think she sat by the bowl, the chocolate bowl.
Yeah, yes. I did. And I put some in my pockets.
For those of you who don't know, food is intimately tied to breakouts. So if you're having high glycemic index foods and chocolates and high carb content, the college diet, you're going to break
sugar,
out.
Definitely
yeah,
the sugar.
And sugar. And all of us, when we're stressed, we gravitate to those comfort foods.
The comfort foods, yeah.
And fast energy foods. And also when you don't eat right and sleep well, you crave the energy, so you eat it with these fast sugar calories.
What about caffeine? Does caffeine
affect? Know, Emily has always got a cup of Starbucks in her hand, literally attached to her left hand, a venti iced coffee. Caffeine is like a little bit of an enemy, because as much as it's good for you, and there's studies done that show it prevents Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and becoming senile when you're older, and healthy adults, you can consume up to 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day, and it has antioxidant benefit for the brain and the metabolism. So that's awesome. But I also think we're all so caffeinated that you have this low-level anxiety from the high caffeination level that you have going on.
And
right?
I always put sweetener and milk in my coffee, which doesn't help my skin either, I'm assuming.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
No.
I find on the weekends when I tend to sleep in a little or drink less coffee sometimes that I definitely get that withdrawal headache. Do you?
Oh, I do.
Get headaches all the time.
It's like
a
Stockholm syndrome. Like I don't want to have the coffee because I end up feeling really dehydrated after I drink a cup, and I always have to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, I'm not going to do coffee. And then 2 days later, my headache's like, mm-mm.
You
no.
need it.
So my advice to you going forward is just always, you can get your best work done in the early mornings, I think. And before you go to bed at night, make a list of your top 6 things, 7 things that you need to do the next day. And it'll be an amazing day if you can kill 3 or 4 of those things.
That's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
And I like that, to
you
go
don't
to
sleep on that stress. Then you just have on it written it out on a sticky note.
Yeah, and you have a plan. I like that, actually. Yeah.
And Val, what do they teach you in the Navy?
Oh, we have a plan of the day, so it doesn't matter. They tell you what is important. This is important. This is important.
Yeah. So, that's important to tell yourself.
I mean, it's the same thing as a list.
Exactly.
You know, it's a plan of the day. So from this time to this time, this is what we're doing. From this time to this time, this is what we're doing.
You need to do that here. Let's do that here at work.
Well, if this was like every day from this time to this time is what we're dealing with, that would be so much easier. But we work with so many, you know, medical cases and drop-ins, and it's
emergency Botoxes.
Yeah,
yes,
just not
celebs.
Yes. There's always a wrench in every day. That's another piece of advice. Like, just because something happens and you get a bump in the road, don't let it ruin your day. You have so few days on this planet. Yeah. Every day should be a good, happy day, and you should just decide in your head to be happy when you wake up.
Yeah,
because you can decide to be a happy person, or you can decide that you're grumpy and irritable and you're just not thrilled. So make your mindset. That's a good set of advice.
Facts.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you nervous to go out there?
She's going.
Okay, this is the background. She graduated from
Cal Poly Pomona
with a degree in
kinesiology and a minor in marketing.
Yes, and she's mastered the medical world. So, yes. In a year with Beauty by Dr. K, now she's going to go and find her true passion.
Yeah.
Passion project, right? Graduate school,
maybe.
Some soul
searching. Yeah. Some eat, pray, love.
Travel.
Yeah.
A lot of eating.
Mostly eating. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little nervous because I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm excited just to see what is going to happen. And I want to travel and visit some family and, you know, just take some time for myself.
Go abroad. You should go to internationally.
I would love to go abroad.
Yeah.
You still haven't found your career, what your passion is. So that's fine. But
that's another good piece of advice for young people. Like, quit stressing yourself out if you don't know what defines you yet. Please.
When we're in high school.
90 years on the planet.
When we're in high school, everyone is already making this plan. And you're applying to college and you're supposed to know your major at like 17 years old. And that's like basically what you're going to, you know, you assume that what you major in is going to be what you do for the rest of your life. And they're making you make this decision as a child. And it's really sad. Like, it causes a lot of like stress for kids. And then you go into college and changing your major, if you have to, it's like the biggest ordeal, you know, basically sets you behind a year or two.
That was one of the things that they had told me. When I got out of the Navy, they were like, you can do whatever you want to do. And they're right. Like, I could. I did 8 years in the military. When I got out, I was 28. And I was like, well, I'm almost 30. Like, I should have things, like, set up. Like, I should have my house. I should have this. I should have my career. And I had no idea what I wanted to do. And the fact of the matter was, I could do whatever I wanted to do. So I did nothing for a while because that's what I wanted to do.
You deserved it.
And then I went into my RN.
But doing nothing is stressful, too, actually.
Oh, it is, because there was so much stuff that I wanted to do. And I was like, how do I do this? Like, okay, let me just one foot in front of the other slowly. Then I finally like got accepted into doing like an RN program, and that's what I did. I mean, ultimately that's my passion, like patient care, taking care of people, like that is my passion, growing people. So I love this field.
You may not know your passion for a long time. I think the right way to approach life is to try several things.
That's my plan, basically. Trial and, you know, what's it called? Trial and error.
Trial and error.
That's just my plan until I figure out what it is.
And each place you go and you try things, you'll integrate with people and you'll either really fit well with them. Like, you want to go work with people who you'd love to sit down at a lunch table with and chat with. Mm-hmm. Like, you get a good vibe. You feel comfortable. You feel like you're one of them. So, like,
can
when
be sarcastic with them. Yes.
Yes. In residency, I would go sit at the orthopedic big jock table with the orthopedic surgeons, and I was like, these are not my people.
These are not my people.
I like sports.
And then I sit with the pediatricians, and I'm like, they're so nice, but they're not quite my people. But then when I found, like, plastic surgery, I love that. Head and neck surgery was my thing. So you'll find your thing.
Yeah.
You'll find your tribe.
Yeah.
Your tribe.
Yeah. And as you
my
go,
gang.
Find my people.
Don't stress out about having to change jobs. And I really think you should change 3 or 4 times in your life. Like, I'm going to do this for another 10, 15 years, and then I'm going to have some other projects I have in mind, right?
You can't be stopped, Dr. K, truly.
Well, I want you to have some drive and ambition, and I know you do. You just got to wake that dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just got to remember that every new level of, like, life or things that you walk into, because the things that worked when you were in high school obviously aren't going to work for you now. So you change, and it's kind of like upgrading. So you got to upgrade yourself.
Yes.
Every time. And it's going to call on you to have, you know, a different set of strengths, a different set of abilities that you didn't know that you can have or that you have. So, you know, you'll be able to do it. And you're just going to have that change for a minute. You're like, I don't like this. I need to do this. It's hard, but you did it. So
yeah. Map out some deadlines for yourself and some goals, because it's, once you decide to take time off, that's a big slippery slope too, like where you could be floating for a while. So tell yourself, I'm going to have this is my plan by January. That's what I do for myself anyway. And also, don't wait for things to be perfect. Like, just launch them and do them, as you know from our practice here.
Yes.
You know, our podcasts may not all be perfect, but we have the right heart in place. And I think that you have a great heart and you're going to do well no matter what you choose in life. So
thank you.
Those are our stress tips. Yeah, sleep well, eat well, life tips. Exercise.
Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yes.
It's important.
Take life. Time to breathe.
If you can't enjoy it, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And thank you guys, both of you, for everything, all the times that you've taken a moment to teach me and give me advice. I really appreciate everything in this over past year and a couple months. It's been really fun. So thank you.
Yeah, we'll always consider you welcome here. For those of you who are out there listening and interested and you want to go into medicine or you want to have college or grad school advice, nursing advice, we always love to help people who are growing and challenging themselves. So email us or DM us a question. And thanks so much for tuning in. And best of luck to Emily.
Thank you. Yay.
And don't forget your stress tips. Sleeping, eating, smiling, those are the big ones. Take care of your skin. Big. We better see that you're putting your sunscreen on.
I will.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. K. Thanks, Val.
That's it for now, you guys. Stay beautiful.